All right, 98Q from the Aspirus Health Studio. Better begins with human kindness, and today, better begins with reality radio. My last guest of the day, one of our regulars. Again, it's been a great day of regular guests on reality radio. We got Scott from the Flama River YMCA. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. So since last we spoke, I think maybe one of the more notable things that's taking place is the start of the school year. I know that has a pretty big effect for you guys, and back to school, absolutely right in the sights today. What have you got for us?
Well, if you drive past the Y today, actually this morning right now, Hannah and a team of volunteers are setting up the fencing to go around the outside of the Y in the front on the Highway 13 side, because we are preparing for the back to school rally on Friday.
All right. And what does that entail for those who haven't been before?
Well, if you didn't go last year, it is we turned it into kind of the biggest party of the year last year. We had 400 people that attended last year, and our goal this year is to have 500 attendees.
Something tells me, I'm not going to make my guesses. I don't want to jinx anything, but it's supposed to be, I think, a pretty palatable weekend, if I'm not mistaken. So it's.
I do believe so. Yeah. From 5:30 p.m. until 9 p.m., we'll be at the Y. It is free and open to all members, non-members, community members, anybody who wants to come in and hang out and have some fun. We'll be starting off with, we have dodgeball and tug of war with the fire department and police department, just like last year. Officer Kohler has still been warming up his shoulder. I know my kid has challenged him a few times.
Oh, man.
They've been talking smack back and forth for about 6 months, and I think that Officer Kohler is ready.
Oh,
my
yeah.
Son's not. He's not ready.
He thinks he is.
He thinks he is, but he's not. face painting, goodie bags, and prizes. We're planning for a bounce house, and every kid that comes has an opportunity for to win a free bike and a sling backpack.
All right. So, and that's just a lot of back to school fun in general. But I see a lot of things, everything from face painting to obstacle courses. You guys are well, and I bet that has some appeal too, because I'm sure a lot of the kids at the beginning of the school year have plenty of energy to burn off. We talked to Rachel Hoffman down at the Phillips School District, and she said, "Yeah, the vibes are high, and that's partially because of a long weekend followed by a short week. So that structure has been reintroduced."
Absolutely, and the whole idea is we're celebrating a start of a great school year, and we want to invite all of the students and educators to come and celebrate with us and all of their families, and let's just have a great evening together at the Y and enjoy some great food. I know Allie and Ryan Plesner from Up North Builders, they've supplied us with I think it's 12 boxes of preparations for walking tacos.
Whoa.
Our storage room is nothing but walking taco store right now. and that'll be fun. I'm pretty sure Allie's planning on cooking all day on Friday to get ready for it.
Oh, absolutely. Shout out to so great people all around. Between you got Officer Kohler going to be there with the tug of war, you got the Plester crew doing that. What else is going on that we should highlight for those who might not be familiar or aren't sure they're going to make it?
Well, we have UC Northern Wisconsin and Up North Builders both are donating a kid's bike. So every kid that comes will get a blue raffle ticket, and they'll put their name and phone number on it and put it into a drawing for one of the two bikes. And at the end of the night, we're going to draw the name of each of those kids that'll get to win a free bike. In fact, I have a picture here. I'll show you one of them.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Speak to the level.
Well, I mean, I think we have to if I find it. I don't know.
I'm no authority on cool, but kids bikes I think I might be able to share an opinion on, but no, that's something that it's one of those things where perfect, absolutely. And a helmet too,
hand helmet with it.
Oh, awesome too. Well, and actually bikes are something that I wanted to bring up, because you guys last year did something that I thought was absolutely awesome, the bike bus. Where are we at on that this year?
Yes, Hannah's planning for a couple of days of bike bus here towards the end of September or early October before it gets too cold out.
Right.
I have to bring my bike back in, and my kids are ready for it, but we're figuring that we want to get at least a couple of them in here towards the end of start of the fall here.
Absolutely. And for those not familiar, it's a group of people biking to school together, and you can kind of join it as it goes by you if you're on the route, or pretty easy to get to with your own bike to do that. And it's just a simple way to increase safety and add a little bit of a social component to the way to school that you might not have on the bus seat. Hey, you don't have to pick who to sit next to or save a spot with your backpack. You just roll that bike on along and jump in. So we'll get you updated on that when we get more info. And the flyer that we're talking about for the back to school rally is, I believe, already in place on our website. If not, we'll get it there today. So people can actually look at this flyer on our website. But you guys all are all over the internet, too, at Flambeau River YMCA on Facebook. And is there a website, too, I believe?
Northwoodsymca.org.
I knew it was something like that, but I didn't want to misspeak. So you guys have been busy, though, because, like I said, back to school means busy Y in general, right?
Pretty much, yeah. And that's a great thing, especially when, you know, all of the kids are getting back into their you know, fall activities, and we want to get rid of some of that energy that those kids have built up over the summer. And what great way to do it than, you know, playing dodgeball or getting some shape a little bit.
Well, and that's something too, the cross training aspect of things, you know. And I know weightlifting amongst football players are a pretty popular thing, but you guys are ready to help with that kind of prep for just about any sport that a kid might play.
Oh, absolutely. And there's ways to figure out, you know, looking at whatever sport it is that child is into, way to prepare. There's a way to prepare for it year round, depending on how into that sport you are.
And one of the things you guys will touch on, aside from just being a source for that type of info, how to do it safely. I know you asked me how I would go about lifting weights, and there's an injury, there's a tweaked, and there's a sprained, and it just, that knowledge doesn't come built in for everybody. Some people are natural exercisers, weightlifters, and athletes, and I am not one of them. So if you want a little bit of guidance there, the Y is a fine place to find it.
Well, and injuries are going to happen no matter what in sports. Right. No matter what athletic opportunity you're into, injuries are part of it. But how do you prevent injuries long term? And that's one thing when you're looking at exercising and weight training and HIIT classes, all of those things, it's building in the structure, the bodily structure, to prevent as many injuries as possible over the long term.
And not hard to tell. We're talking about adults there too.
Oh, absolutely.
32, 65, doesn't matter. You guys are prepared to help people exercise safely, get into some form of shape that they might, you know, if there's a simple goal, you guys can help them reach it.
Absolutely. If you come over to the Y on Wednesday mornings, you'll see Skip Soper in our HIIT class, and he's 80 years old, and his goal is to jump the 24-inch plyo box, and he's up to the 20-inch right now, and so he's at the 24, and he wants to go to the 30-inch. So
I don't know if
80 years
old. I don't know if I could handle that 24-inch plyo box right now. I'd have to test it to verify. I'm not sure. Skip's gonna outjump me here if he's not already. My goodness,
I'm half his age, and I'm terrified of doing the 30-inch box.
Well, and you see those videos on the internet of people that they're part gazelle, and some people are built that way. Most of us just plain old aren't. So realistic goals, sensible paths to get there. That's what the Y is all about. Scott, you never come with just one piece of paper. You've got a whole stack, as always. I love that because there's always so much going on. What else is coming up at the Y?
Well, we've got two other programs that are coming up. I know I touched on it last time, the Cooking Made Easy program with Chef Laura. This is a free program to any member or non-member, open to the community. This one is essentially looking at simple cooking classes for families. And the next one is coming up on September 18th from 4 p.m. until 5 p.m. And that one is essential kitchen skills for teens. And so you're looking at your teen that's either starting to babysit, or you're giving them a little bit more responsibility, and they need to learn how to cook with the general staples around the house. So, you know, if they're on a babysitting gig, and, you know, maybe the mom and dad didn't go shopping, well, what's in the pantry that they can learn to cook a healthy meal for those kids that they're watching? And that's going to be a really fun one. It's going to be an hour, and she's got a whole mess of stuff that they'll be trying out that night. And we have four more of those free classes coming up here in the next couple of weeks.
All right. So again, look online for the info there. Those flyers will be on our website, but also on the Y pages. If you want to get involved, that info will be readily available. What am I looking at with this enrichment and music? I'm going to pull the curtain back a little. Enrichment and music programs.
Yes. So as many people have heard, Rebecca Jetland, the former music teacher at Schwamigan, she has started a position with the Y in our enrichment program, which was, we didn't have an enrichment program, and so she's creating it from scratch, which is fantastic. And so Rebecca is leading a whole host of programming coming up here, everything from youth piano, adult piano, youth sewing, and a bunch of other events. We haven't dropped the ball on this one yet, but she's planning a Y2K teen night in October, right before Halloween. That's going to be a boatload of fun.
Y2K. Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, that Y2K.
Remembering panic news stories from my own early memories. And yeah, what'll happen when we hit 2000? Well, it's 2026. We survived. So we've got to deal with that.
We made it.
Oh, man, that's, well, and you could, yeah, wow, holy cow, the Y2K wave just hit me there. I'm thinking of the songs I used to listen to on the way to school in the car with mom, and I mean, she was still listening to Walk Like an Egyptian at that point, but, well, we'll get a little bit more updated from that, but it was really cool to see Rebecca joining the crew. What is an enrichment program in its basic form, if you wouldn't mind sharing that?
Yeah, so it's, you're looking at those different activities that aren't necessarily sports related. So, but you're using your mind, you're using your hands and your dexterity to be able to perform whatever it is that you're working on, whether it's, you know, sewing, yeah, and trying to create something with sewing, or piano and those type of music lessons. And they're not just for youth. She has adult classes too. So, surprisingly, the adult classes are actually almost full of folks that are interested in doing that. All of those classes are limited at 5 because we have to have a piano for each person at the Y, and we're able to do this at the Y. And so check us out on the links on Facebook to if you're interested. But it's really bringing in the mind aspect of programming rather than the physical aspect.
You know what I think of, Scott, is that talented friend that everybody has or has bumped into, or that one student that just, you know, it seems like they shine a little brighter, but the truth is that they put some work into something that they wanted to pursue. Yeah. That's the connected thing every time. And it feels like if you have that talented friend that you couldn't possibly be them, but I will argue with you all day long. I will die on that hill. You can be that talented person that you've seen before. And it's through stuff just like this. And it's often those things that are a part of life. To a degree that we choose, cooking or music or things like that. You know, I think of a dust collector, some people might call a guitar that I've got in a closet in my house right now. And what life might be like, you know, sure, a little bit more musical, but I'd have something I can look forward to on any given day, something that, you know, if the power goes out, I don't need to worry about my phone. Like, I'll keep us busy and entertained, you know, the way that they used to do on the Oregon Trail still works great. We just watched Little House on the Prairie not too long ago.
Gotcha.
And pause playing that violin, and it's like, man, what value that has when you can just do something like that casually. And you don't have to become a virtuoso, but you do have to start somewhere. And that might be the most intimidating part, I think, is how do I even begin? The YouTube videos, sure, but that requires discipline. Let's put something on the schedule, involve other people and an authority figure or a knowledgeable individual, someone with experience, invaluable.
Oh, absolutely. And take away that intimidation factor. You know, just the other night when we were actually talking about the cooking class at dinner the other night, and my 8-year-old, she asked my wife and I, you know, what did we do for our first date? And we had a really good chuckle because our first date, my wife made a box of spaghetti that was half cooked, and she used Campbell's tomato sauce for the sauce, and like it was bad.
I thought you were going to avoid getting in trouble there, but no, we're out the window now.
No, it was bad. Bless her heart. And then it's like, okay, but now, you know, mom practiced and she did all these things, and now she can whip up a sourdough loaf of bread in a matter of no time and make just about anything. She makes beef Wellington every year for New Year's, and it's like, you know, every time you try something, you get a little bit better at it. And just take away the intimidation factor. You're not going to be the best at something the very first time you do it. It's, yeah, you know, and so it might take 1,000 times of doing something, but it doesn't matter if it's a bench press or it's a piano, which piano takes a long time to be great at. But once you start mastering those little pieces, you can incrementally get better each and every time.
Well, and they say it's what, 10,000 hours to master something.
But yeah.
The thing that always stood out to me, I don't remember what the origin was, a social media post or whatever it was, but it was a conversation that you can read anywhere you want to. I'm sure you could Google it and find it. But it was somebody said that I'll be 31 before I finish learning how to do that. And you're going to be 31 anyway.
Right.
The time passes regardless of what you fill it with. So start anyway. I mean, and another, pair that with another saying that I know we've talked about, opportunities multiply as you seize them. Sure, you're going to go learn how to play piano. You're going to go learn how to cook. But who are you going to run into, and what will that bring into your life? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows, and it could be great.
It, well, and maybe nothing, but just that what you expect. But even then, you've enriched yourself. So enrichment and music programs, fall 2026. If people are interested, look as you would online, and people can get a hold of you by phone if they want to. But like you mentioned, those adult classes for enrichment are filling up pretty quickly, so I wouldn't wait on that.
Absolutely, and the as we've mentioned before, we have the annual support campaign, which we've talked about in the past, that lowers membership rates and everything for our members that are interested in those program in membership. But don't forget that that's available for programming too. And so if you're thinking about doing piano and you're like, oh, it's a little bit too expensive for an 8-week program, well, there's a scholarship available for that can help bring that price down for you.
All right. So, yeah, talk about that and ask questions. And that's the nice thing about bringing the Y to the Northwoods is you guys are doing things the Northwoods way wherever possible. That's what I mean. What I mean when I say that is common sense. And, hey, let's work it out on an individual basis and a case by case. You've got the time to do that in smaller communities, which is a beautiful marriage between the Northwoods way and the YMCA way. So
absolutely
get involved. And if you're saying that's not me, first of all, why? Second of all, is that really a good reason? Do you have a good reason not to do these things? Because there are abundant good reasons to do them. So get involved. I'm suddenly thinking about things I need you to leave these posters here real quick.
I can do that.
We'll put them on our website, 98qcountry.com. But honestly, go to the pages online for the Y itself. Forgive me, hit the website again.
NorthwoodsYMCA.org.
Oh, darn it. I'm going to write that down, staple it to my forehead, but they can find you on Facebook too. And before we go, Scott, it's already 10:03. Is there anything else you want to touch on before we wrap up today?
I got one last thing. It just jumped into my head. If you remember, a couple weeks ago, we had our senior citizen celebration, and we had some terrific vendors and great sponsors for that event. John's Auto Works did a tremendous job. We're so thankful that he was sponsoring that event and put on a great show for everybody. At that event, and in the days after, few days afterwards, we had some incredible donations that came in to the tune of just under $12,000.
Whoa.
And every single dollar of those $12,000 was designated for the Forever Well programming. And so if you are a senior citizen, especially, and you are interested in coming to the Y, but financially it does not work, come and check with us. Even if you don't have the health insurance that covers your membership, the annual support campaign and those dollars are designated directly to supporting our seniors in the community. And so if you are interested in learning more, come and reach out to us, and we'd be happy to walk you through that process. It takes the exact same amount of time as a regular membership, but we have some incredibly generous people in the community that really want to help our senior population.
Wow, so the Flambeau River Y, just like the rest of the crew, breaking down the walls and using the bricks to build a path for you to get there. They're making it easier than ever before. If that two-word phrase, that it fixed income comes to mind, there's a lot of people out there who, again, might say that's something I can't do, or I would if I could. Well, I bet you can. Go talk to them at the Y. That's
absolutely
so cool. Thank you guys so much for doing that and making everything so accessible. And, well, for giving us some time out of a very busy schedule, I imagine you've got a lot to do today, tomorrow, and every day at the Y.
Absolutely. We'll get there, though.
Thank you so much, Scott. We'll talk to you again soon. It is, though, 10:05 already. That means we're a little over time, but that's okay because we've got the time. I'm hanging out until noon today, and I'm actually hanging out all the way until 6 p.m. when the Brewers are here on 98Q Country again. They've got a break tomorrow, but one last game against the Cubs. Hopefully it's less exciting than yesterday's in a good way. I'd like a nice, resounding, I want it over by the 6th. That would be just fantastic. I think Scott agrees. But talk to him yourself and dive into the programming that we've discussed today, and listen back if you'd like to on 98qcountry.com. We're going to pause for station identification, and then we're back to the updates you need. And hey, how about some country music too? We'll go back to the 60s after these messages.